Notes from America is supported by Future Hindsight, an award-winning podcast that shares big ideas about participating in American democracy, beyond voting, but short of running for office. Join host Mila Atmos for stimulating and incisive conversations with citizen changemakers on topics ranging from gerrymandering, policing equity, and voting rights. In this election year, Future Hindsight offers an unaffiliated perspective into what's at stake and how citizens can make an impact at the local, state, and national level. You'll always come away with something hopeful. Tune in every Thursday to get engaged and stay engaged.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hey, everybody. I'm with our producer, Verlyn Williams. Hey, Verlyn.
Hey, Kai. I want to tell you about something that went down in my neighborhood the other day.
All right, let me hear it.
So I live across the street from a school. And, you know, in the early days of the pandemic before, like when we were home, but then, you know, schools were still going, I would hear kids playing in the playground. And actually, I really started getting used to hearing the sounds of kids like laughing and being young and free. And since New York City has shut down their schools, those sounds are noticeably not around anymore.
Yeah.
But the other day in the evening, maybe like around 6 o'clock, I hear basketball bouncing, right? And so I look out my window and I notice two teenage boys, black presenting, playing basketball. You know, you always got to hit them with the presenting because you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Okay.
They look black.
They look black. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, again, I love hearing these sounds. And then, like, I'm going about my business, and the next thing I hear is police siren. And I look outside, and the police stop in front of the playground. And so I immediately have this, like, feeling that comes up inside of me that, like dread. And I found my mask, because, you know, I'm about to go outside in these streets. I go downstairs, and I, you know, observe that the police officers are talking to these two boys, and then the police officers start walking back to their police car. And my assumption was, thank God these boys belong there. Like they, you know, showed the police officer something that confirmed that fact.
And you can go back upstairs at this point.
But now I am angry because I'm thinking, who the hell called the police on these kids, right?
Like somebody in your neighborhood had to have called the police.
Someone probably in my building. But I don't know this for a fact, right? And so I approach the police car and I smile because, you know, for all the reasons we know, I just wanted to make sure that the police saw me as a friendly person. I was like, you know, I never see police on this street. Did someone call you? You know, you gotta put on the voice. You gotta be like, yeah. Did someone call you? And these police officers were also men of color, black presenting man and like a more racially ambiguous man of color. And the black presenting man says to me, like, yeah, someone called us.
So was that uncomfortable for you? Like, do you always roll up on police and question their whereabouts?
No, absolutely not. Like, all these things are running through my head, but I felt like I had to act. Because just like that person that called the police indicated that this is a problem, I wanted to show that, like, I'm also watching, and my problem is the fact that they were called in the first place. Mm.
Okay, so Verlyn is telling this story for a reason. We want to hear your version of this. In next week's show, we're going to be talking about the stress of change, just like how much tension and discomfort we are all willing to endure in the name of racial justice to create the kind of equitable, multiracial society we say we want. So do you have a story about something you've endured, some stress you've been willing to face for racial justice? And look, this is going to vary widely depending on who you are, your racial identity, your gender. So don't worry about other people's answers in this. This isn't about that. This is about you. Is there a moment when you had to endure real stress or discomfort and just sat in it? You just sat in it because you decided that's what it would take to make the change you believed necessary. Or conversely, do you have an idea of what your limits are? Just like what you will not endure, what you will not give up? Are you like in Virulent's story, under no circumstances was I going to go talk to a cop? Is that you? I want to hear that too. Record a voice memo, and if you can, include at least your first name and where you are in the world. Email it to us at anxiety at WNYC.org. That's anxiety at WNYC.org. And I hope you will join us for the live conversation on Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Just tell your smart speaker to play WNYC or stream it at WNYC.org/anxiety. Talk to you then.